The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh my God, Doyle shits in bags and his dog pees in the house. This is episode 153 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Tim, and Doyle.
Yeah. All right, well.
Okay, hey everybody, welcome to episode 153 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
It's perfect. So today we're going to be talking about Terminator Dark Fate, recently released into the theaters. If you haven't seen it yet, just be aware this episode will 100% for sure have spoilers in it, because we...
Go see it, bitches.
We don't really give a shit.
And that's all the warning you're going to get, so here we go.
Yeah, pretty much.
John Connor dies!
John Connor dies!
Like, so that was a little surprising, because it was a really big deal about him being in the movie, and then like 2 minutes into the movie, blah, blah!
Murder!
So I thought that was funny.
I think it's a good way to put the reset button on
the whole series. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What kind of gave it away is that John Connor
killing John Connor.
John Connor. Oh, I said John Carter.
Yeah. Like straight up. Like.
Well, they don't show him at all in the trailer. That's what kind of gave it away to me.
Right.
It's like he must not be that important anymore.
I just figured he wasn't going to be in it at all. Like, I figured something happened and he just wasn't going to be on screen.
I knew he was going to be in it because they had kind of said something about it.
He said something late. What's his name? I don't know.
I can't remember his name either.
But he said that he had filmed something for it, and that's where I was like, "Whoa, all right,
cool." And basically, it was him going, "Blah blah blah."
Point blank by a shotgun.
Yeah.
And then the Terminator just walked off into the sunset.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, this movie's good. Like,
took a lot of movies to kill him off.
Yeah.
Finally. Doyle was worried, remember? Doyle was worried. He was like, are they finally going to fucking kill him? I feel like time travel should have made this way easier.
Should have.
Just mark him as a child. Problem solved.
They tried. That was the
whole
first
movie. That was Terminator 2.
Wow.
I tried to mark him at, like, Ashton's age. Like, it's still kind of difficult. You just hop on his longboard. Or he's a fast motherfucker anyway.
He's going to throw a fastball and kill his, like, great-great-great-grandma. Nobody sees that shit coming.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's making biscuits. Just boom.
Yeah. Murk the whole bloodline.
Greta Dunn got murdered.
So I think it was you that said this is like the third best Terminator movie, and I would tend to agree with that.
I feel like it is.
Like,
that's 100% true.
So, what's the rankings?
So,
well, fuck,
Terminator,
what do you have?
Two, one,
oh, yeah,
and three.
Two for sure for me.
Terminator 1 is number 2.
Yes.
Terminator Dark Fate is number 3. For me, I like the Christian Bale one.
Yeah. Me too.
Because it's
honorable mention for the Christian Bale film.
Yeah. But we couldn't remember. The Christian Bale ones sit really side by side to me.
But we couldn't remember what it was called.
It was such a cool, like, sidestep to what this whole what the movies were.
And I think that's what's great about this one too, is it's a very similar story, but it's a massive step away from, like, the main plot line.
I mean,
like, Skynet no longer exists. Like, that's a really cool idea.
It was just replaced with something exactly the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But at least
Legion.
Least it was something different, you know?
At least they did make some kind of difference.
Yeah.
In what they were doing.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
So, Rotten Tomatoes, 70% critic score, which is pretty high. 85% audience score.
That's pretty
good,
man.
So it's getting really good reviews.
But the box office returns are not
Here, I'll look that up. I think you said 29,000, right? But I'll look
it
up.
I should hope it's not 29,000.
That's rough.
It fucked it up totally.
Some guy's not only getting fired, he's getting executed.
Yeah, that just means like the literal 100 people that went to see it enjoyed
next
it.
A black guy in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
From Watchmen.
It still won the weekend with 29 million.
That still seems
how much
really
did
low.
Spend on it?
200 million, I think.
So they're like, they're in a hole for sure.
For sure.
They got a long ways to dig up, too.
It'll probably dig out eventually, but.
Well, especially when it hits like the international market and stuff. Yeah. Like,
China has a habit of like blowing like bad movie. Well, You know what I'm trying to say? Like, movies that aren't doing so hot, like, way the fuck up. Yeah. Like,
and especially a movie like this.
Joker still made $14 million this weekend.
Dude, fucking that crazy. Movie is making a ton of money. So
it's on track to, like, break the box office record, I think. Because it's tap dancing on the...
Yeah, right now Black Panther has that, right?
I think so, because it's tap dancing on that $1 billion mark.
Yeah.
Because I think it's at like 900 million.
Probably cost way less to make than Black Panther 2.
Joker, for sure.
Oh, for fucking sure.
Do you think that they make a four-quel based off of how good it's being received, even if they lose money?
I would hope so, because like it's a good movie,
yeah.
And there's room for it to grow and like expand the story. So,
and I think it seems that you finally killed kind of a few big staples that were tired at this point. You know, yeah. No more Skynet, no more John Connor, no more Terminator. It seems like at the end of the movie, the T-101. It feels like it's going somewhere else now, even though the theme is very similar. It just feels like it's going in a different direction.
Right.
Just do the damn movie already where they're in the future having the war.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm ready for.
The full-on war. Not Genesis got close.
That's what it was called. Ahead.
Genesis.
Yeah, that was the one before this one. No. Maybe. Salvation.
We were
like, it's redemption or revolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that conversation. No, that was earlier. That was way earlier today. Yeah.
I want to see the Saving Private Ryan war movie Terminator.
Which is essentially what Salvation was.
Or the Rogue One.
It was pretty close.
It was in the time frame, but it wasn't that. Like, humans were pretty much already defeated except for the rebellion. Like, I want to see that first big battle
where the humans just get devastated.
Yeah. See, I'm in the same boat. I can agree with that. They always tease the start of Skynet or Legion and then never actually show what happened. And I want to see that movie.
So, what I want to see, did anyone see that Battle for Los Angeles movie?
Yeah.
So, I want to see that.
Not many people did, though.
No, so that was another strange group of people.
That's what
I want that movie, but with Terminators. And I feel like it would be fucking dope.
There's a
moment in the movie ready for it.
The advanced lady is having the dream about saving her commander, and that would be pretty cool. Just that for an entire movie, because the part where they're shooting the Terminators out of the sky and they're still just coming down and murdering all of them was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I told you that this was one of my favorites because it just felt so relenting.
Yes.
It felt so unrelenting. Unrelenting.
They relented all the way through this movie.
Everybody got along. They shook hands. They played Uno without fighting.
That's for sure fiction, by the way.
There wasn't the scene where they were on the phone trying to see if his parents were dead. There were not a lot of like valleys in this movie. It was very there fucking was, we're going forward one. Shit's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
The scene on the train was a pretty slower kind
and
of mellow
part. And
then also
when they get to the T-100 and they talk about how he grew the conscience.
He sells baby blinds or something.
They have the great line about all the guns. Also, it's Texas.
But even in that scene and in the train scene too. But
you wanted a solid color drape for a child's room. I said, no, this is a mistake.
You need to the Rev 9, having wiped out this whole fucking place. Yeah. And he's kind of feeding into the system and trying to find where they are, too. After the train, when they've led up to that. So you can feel that the shit's always there.
Moving forward.
And I don't know, it's that really, really was a good
the
thing
train.
For me.
What train?
When they hopped on the train to go see your uncle?
Yeah. I was trying to think of something awesome that happened on a train. I was like,
No, that was a slower part of the movie.
Me and Dad, we're talking about it while the movie's happening. The part where they're in the dam and it explodes, that would have straight killed.
Yeah, they definitely would have exploded that dam and killed everybody underneath the dam. Yeah. That's really the only...
No one was getting out of there.
That was the only moment that I watched where I was just like, this takes me 100% out of the movie. You rock a giant explosion in the Hoover Dam or whatever the fuck that's
supposed to be. That shit's coming down.
That shit's coming down, and it is going to kill thousands of people. Like, but
it just, it felt the very, very end for me.
I'm not saying that part wasn't fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that was the only part where it's like, nah, that's
maybe they just
real.
Didn't show
it. Had all the great hallmarks
of a quality
action scene.
In the next Terminator movie,
they
have a news clip in the background talking about all the people that were murdered by the damn explosion.
The very end for me, I felt like they had to blow up that building. Because,
yeah.
Or else, it felt kind of Terminator 1 to me.
Yeah.
Because there's two Terminators now in this little thing in a fucking warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
And it felt like, oh, they're going to find these two things again. And, you know what I mean? It's going to lead into something else. I don't know.
Well, it just always.
I mean, that's definitely where Legion comes from, is from the Mark 9 Terminator and the T-101.
Yeah.
Mark 9 is a badass.
They're going to find those things, and that's what's
Gabriel
gonna
Luna. He did a
Dude,
great
he's a
job.
Great actor, just in general.
You know, he didn't do much acting in this movie, but he is a great actor.
You know, but even like the scenes, like the scene where he's like meshed into like all the cameras,
yeah.
He just looked creepy and intense, like in a way that I don't think
you
any
guys should
of the
just
Terminators
give it to
have
me.
Really nailed
yeah.
before this. Because Arnold does not look.
Arnold doesn't.
He doesn't look scary. And I don't think the T-1000.
No. I think that guy looked creepy to me.
He looked intense, but I don't think he looked like. Scary. Like, if I saw him, I'd be like, oh, that guy's kind of weird.
You
whereas Gabriel
love.
Luna's
you're
actor,
like, oh, great, another
like,
grumpy cop.
Fuck, I'm, yeah. Fuck, I'm about to die.
I love that Gabriel Luna, the Rev 9, runs exactly like the T-1000.
Yes.
The
tuck, 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 tuck.
That's probably just how you run if you're made out of metal.
Could be.
A lot of his
if
like
your joints are made of metal.
A lot of his really intense like looks that he gives in the movie reminded me of oh god damn it, Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Just like
yeah.
that face that's just creepy as fuck. Like
yeah,
where are the bodies hidden?
And his
kind of
mission
look.
Is so singular. Kill this
that's it.
One person.
I told
yeah.
you, that's
Anything
it. Like
that's in my way,
there are no
fuck
other
it.
Distractions. He's going straight forward no matter who's fucking shooting at him or what's
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
He has a singular mission to kill somebody.
Dude, just like that scene where all the other cops are on him. And he's just ching, 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 ching,
yeah.
ching, ching, like little pins into him. I'm
and they
like,
don't get off him.
Jesus. No, they just die, dude. I think they're dead and stuck to him, man.
It's like a pincushion.
Oh, that shit was intense. Like, the whole movie is intense and, like, just really, really well done.
I like how that scene came to be because you watch him, like, sprinting across the top of the cages and then he jumps down and he's about to kill her and then just, like, tons of people start, like, trying to take him out, and it was just really cool looking. Also, I like that the main lady gives the black cop that, like, look up, yeah, someone's trying to kill me. My dad was saying there's a lot of subtle jokes in it.
There are a lot of great subtle jokes. Probably my favorite subtle joke in it is when Grace is talking about how she has the coordinates tattooed to her side. And she says, my captain made me get these tattooed on my side because I can't remember shit. Like, it's like, oh, man, that is literally my life.
Part of her storyline I thought was a little stupid, where it's like you have this super enhanced human, but you've taken no effort to develop any kind of system to keep them alive for more than 20 minutes in a fight. Like, why aren't these medications that she needs built in?
I kind of
or at like, least extra somewhere.
I kind of feel like they gave up on it and they just had an endless supply of like glucose shit that
well,
they could
the other,
just give her.
The other problem that she has, though, is when she travels in time, she can't bring anything.
Except it could be inside of her body, which is how they've solved every Terminator
That's
issue.
That's true. Yeah, fair.
And it's
she
like,
could have boofed it.
Literally.
I would have loved to watch her
do
that.
She's her own drug mule.
Well, it's like literally, it would cost a lot of resources to do that to somebody. Like,
right.
Send her with at least one shot.
She was a lot of naked in this movie.
She was.
Yeah, they had the full back scene with some side boob. This movie made... I was talking to Tim, I think the like quintessential mistake that the women movies are making, where it can't just be a freaking cool woman movie. They have to like throw it in your face at some point. And I think that annoys people. And I was reading actually more about...
When did they throw it in their face?
When she finally comes clean about how we don't want some man born from your womb. Like, it's all about you. And it's like, that doesn't matter. you already have three badass heroines in this movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be about her. If it was about her neighbor in the future, they would still have to keep her alive. Like, you don't need any of that information. And it's, to me, it was very definitely given to you to be like, we don't need no man savior. Like, she's the savior. And I you would have to convince me a lot that it wasn't the case, because that's exactly how it was, like, said and motivated.
I think my only problem...
You just don't need that. Like, it's obnoxious.
In one way, I agree with that.
The comments. Is that what you're talking about?
You just don't need that in the script. Like, you're already,
the
like...
The comments.
Yeah, all three of these women are badass, and they're already clearly the main characters.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to prove that they're the main characters by making side comments.
I agree. I can agree with that. I needed to. I liked knowing the why. Like,
me too.
even though she wasn't like,
they could have just said it in a different
like
way
that.
To me. Like,
right.
To me, it's not even like saying it from the point of view where I don't think they should say it. I think it demeans what those characters are doing. Like, I don't think you need it to make them seem badass. I think they're already badass.
So I think only problem, like, that's kind of remotely in the same vein. I get what you're saying. I don't think I had nearly as much of a problem with it. Every line that Sarah Connor has seems like it's something that she took out of like a quote book somewhere. Like, nothing seemed...
She says the F word a lot.
Like, nothing seemed naturalistic.
I love it.
Like, nothing she said really seemed naturalistic, and nothing made her seem tougher. It just made her seem like vulgar. Like, and that's... I don't mind swearing in movies, and I don't mind characters that swear, but just because she says motherfucker at the end of a sentence, that doesn't make her tough. What makes her tough is that she's fucking tough.
Yeah.
Like, she
I can agree with that, too.
Yeah, she doesn't need to, like, prove it by using cliched Arnold sentences. She already proved it when she shot a dude with a fucking rocket launcher. Like,
she already proved it in two other movies.
Exactly.
Have I mentioned already how much the Terminators hate Glenn?
Okay.
So I brought this up to Doyle off mic too.
So
I like the motherfucks, by the way.
I don't mind.
They are funny.
They are great. I just think
I love it.
I'm drunk.
I fucking love it.
So
I feel like she's a crazy old lady. That's how that comes
she
off
sees
to me.
Shit.
Yeah, that's why I think I liked the motherfucks.
Yeah, she's seen shit in multiple timelines. That is
so
true.
Fuck windows in this movie. If you like glass for any reason, a lot of
it
gets broken. Every single windshield of every single vehicle
the enemy Terminator's in, he knocks it out.
That's almost the first thing he does. He's flying
plane windshield out. He knocks the truck windshield
out.
He's
flying like a 787. Fuck this cockpit. Taking out this fucking window.
He really hates windshields, man. When he jumps on the front of the truck and he's like going to punch through the glass with his like knife hand, breaks the... like slowly cracking the windshield. I'm like, I know he can just punch it and break through there. Like, why does he feel the need?
Or as we saw later, could just walk through it.
He could just walk through it.
Yeah.
Did you hear? I'm trying to find see if you heard this Easter egg.
So many windows broken.
You can keep talking though. I'm gonna try and
so
find
much
it.
So,
broken.
What did you guys think of?
Did anybody notice
this
how
one?
She takes his clothes too.
Yeah,
probably.
But this is playing in one of the scenes too. This is from Terminator 2. And I was like, oh, that's a badass Easter egg.
Nice.
Probably can't have music.
I'm not. I'm turning it off now.
On the show.
What the fuck? Oh.
So.
I was like, what are we listening to?
I almost noticed that the main Terminator chick who's not a Terminator totally murks her brother.
Yeah.
Nobody mentions it.
What do you mean?
Her brother that gets killed. It's totally her fault. The guy throws the rhubarb at the chick.
Oh, yeah, and he's stuck in the truck.
And she deflects it into her brother, and it murders him.
She's the one that kills him.
Yeah. Nobody says nothing.
I didn't...
It's totally...
Oh, the rebar itself.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
Like, she doesn't...
I thought you meant the truck when he was coming at
her. No, she could have, like, caught it.
The rebar.
Or deflected it up. She's just like, I got Widow there. The dude driving don't matter.
Fuck you, bro.
Shit. There was something that's gone now. What did you guys think of his capability to separate into like a liquid T-1000?
That was really cool.
Yeah,
and
that was fucking dope.
I mean, obviously it was sweet looking.
It was awesome. That was one of my favorite parts about the movie.
I didn't get that from the trailer, because he does it in the trailer, and I just thought he liquid metaled himself onto the roof of the semi.
Right.
And but when it was in the movie, I was like, "Fuck, that's really genius! Holy shit!
Yeah, it's super super cool." Like, in the idea that they can work, like, independent of each other. But it seems like the liquid is more susceptible to like explosions and stuff, mm-hmm. and the exoskeleton isn't as smart, is what it seemed like.
To me, it seemed like the skeleton was like controlling it.
And it's the skeleton is,
but
very
I don't know
weak,
if that's true
because it gets the shit kicked out of it by Arnold, like. In all, every yeah. single fight scene that they're together.
Well, we just, don't. Boom. Just because he has a different ability doesn't mean he's like farther along than Arnold's character.
That's this is true.
It's a totally different future.
And he didn't
Arnold's say, Terminator could be way more technologically advanced.
Well, all he said Gabe, was, like, we're made of the same parts.
Yeah. Well, I had mentioned to Gabe, I was like, Arnold's character kind of has a leg up because at this point he's already fought the T-1000, which was an entirely liquid
totally
metal.
Different machine that fought the T-1000.
True, but still. It should have some.
They don't have shared memories, I don't think.
They might.
They might.
They might.
I mean, he developed a conscience. He has to have some kind of memory.
He sells
maybe
blinds for baby rooms now, dude. Or curtains.
Maybe they were always meant to be evolving.
I do love the idea that because Skynet no longer existed, he never got updated orders. And he's like, well,
that was crazy to me.
What do I do now?
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I guess
it's,
I'll learn.
It's weird that that Skynet didn't think of an idea to, like, power him down or something if he had completed his mission.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think they assume that he completes his mission and the future stays the same because that's the goal of the mission. So he's just going to get a mission update and go do that thing, you know?
Or he'll just be a murder bot. And, who cares?
Yeah.
Didn't she notice you were 400 pounds?
Yeah.
Didn't she notice you never sleep or eat?
Our relationship is not physical. Yeah, you still never eat anything.
I like that he knows everything about interior design of the children's
rooms. Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
And he can change diapers without flinching, is one of the comments he makes,
you know,
too.
No,
with efficiency and without flinching.
That is the deal. If you've ever had to change a poop diaper that goes up the back, that's the deal.
This is true.
It's a lot of cleanup.
It's a lot of unrelenting
Doyle
shit.
Doyle knows all about it.
I've cleaned out my knees before.
He's shit in a bag.
It didn't go up my back.
That's not going away anytime soon.
It's all right.
That's a good photo shoot idea.
I like that he put down his glasses.
Yeah.
It was kind of another...
Like, we're
like,
moving on.
We're done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
It was kind
of
sad, but...
There were a lot of cool nods to this series is moving forward.
Yeah.
And that was good. Really good.
It
was sad listening to him, man. And then he died, and you're like, fuck. I'm sad for a fucking machine right now. Like, I don't know. It made me a little sad.
It was not as emotional as Terminator 2 by a long shot.
No.
Was it as emotional as Trolls?
No, absolutely not.
But when he's saying, like, he told them that there's danger coming, and he had to say goodbye to his now family, and he's told them I won't be back. Like, it was a very powerful fucking sad moment for me. I don't know. It's weird that he could make such a crazy connection to somebody who he was helping, who was battered in her life. You know what I mean? It's just weird to me.
It is good. It was a really good, in general, it's just a really good movie.
I liked it.
So let's talk about that. I give this a thumbs up. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it. Tons of awesome action. It moves the Terminator story forward, and I can't wait to see what they come up with next.
Assuming they can.
Yeah.
They need that box office to pan out a little more.
They used the no fate, but what we make as well from Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I thought he was about to. At the very end, when he drops him.
He just looks at Sarah Connor.
He looks, I was like, oh, he's going to say hasta la vista, and then he just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like, meh, 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 meh.
Thumbs up, middle, down.
I'm thumbs up.
Same. Like I said, I have a few little picadillos with the movie, but it's still good.
See, that's
me. Is there a movie that you don't have anything
that
with?
That I don't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is First there? Jurassic Park.
Just perfect for you.
Yeah.
Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
There's more movies than that too, but I just thought about that one.
I'm just curious. I'm not in a douchey way. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I feel like there's just like a lot of tryharding going on, especially right now, on stuff that just doesn't need it.
Right.
Because like I told Tim, I was like, this is one of the original female-led badass movies.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor's been badass since Terminator 1.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that in this movie, and it's just...
You don't have to prove that Sarah Connor's a
badass.
We
She's
know.
Already a badass.
And that kind of thing just, like, to me, it's just like, are you... When they do that, are like, are you saying that she wasn't the badass character in all these other movies?
Right.
Like, I don't know. So that kind of thing annoyed me, but... Yeah, definitely there's movies. I don't have any problem with the first Matrix either. I don't think. I just watched Twins this week with my brother. I got no problem with Twins.
Danny DeVito's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I definitely give it
a movie, I think, right?
Yeah. I definitely give it a try.
What's weird is they were both Batman villains, too.
Huge.
I forgot about that.
No, yeah, they were.
It is a huge. Everybody, it's not a huge,
chill.
Huge thumbs up, but it's definitely a big thumbs up.
I love Terminator. I used to watch Terminator 2 on fucking rewind, and you know, just constantly. That was one of my favorite movies when I was young. Is Terminator 2?
I give this a 4.5 out of 5, 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's definitely no Terminator 2, but it's good. Yeah.
4.9 out of 5, 8.9 out of 10.
I'm gonna give this a Greeley 10.
That's a Greeley. So
that's high.
So that's like a
no. That's like a 5.
It's like an Eaton 30.
This is like a venti iced vanilla chai. With soy milk, but not regular milk.
With soy milk,
now we're just
not
making shit up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's great, but not great, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take us out, my
well,
friend.
With that said, please join us doing this conversation. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox, Twitter, Instagram, or Twitch at Outside Longbox, or YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. And, of course, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB. With that, I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Join us next time when we talk
about
so many people.
Rent.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.